brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've got to do a proper layout on the global warming fraud. Now they're calling for a one-world government to save us from it. That was the plan all along. Here it is publicly admitted. Global tax, global police, environmental laws, total oppression. So that's coming up, and we'll also get into the new Iran developments. These are very important. Right now, let's go to the calls. Linda in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to talk about Blackwater.
Yes, the mercenary group, sure.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny because I've been listening, and I kind of heard you mention it a couple times, and I know someone who's been there. I just woke up, and I thought maybe, you know, we could elaborate on some of this stuff because there are people that probably have been there that you might know, or somebody like a friend of yours, and you might not know that they have been there. And the person I know that has been there knows all about Waco, knows all about the 16th Amendment, knows about Oklahoma City. And not that they have any inside, but, you know, they just have a gut feeling, like the rest of us, that something's wrong. And, you know, these people are armed. You know, they have big guns. They can see you in the woods, through trees, heat signatures. They can see you at night. They can hear you far away. You know, they have gear that they wear, and they can hear you whisper, you know, a quarter of a mile away. And, you know, we got to do something. We really need to do something.
But it sounds like good news. You're talking to this Blackwater operator, and they know what's going on.
Well, but changing them is another thing. I just don't think people realize, you know, the sun's out today.
Oh, wait, so it's even worse. You're saying this individual knows all about it but doesn't care?
No, you can't change things. Everybody I talk to and I tell them, they say, well, we can't change things. You know, this is the way things are.
Yeah, in fact, now that's, instead of most people denying now, most people admit, but they say that's the way it is, and I might as well have a job and serve it, and serve the destruction of America.
Well, you know, the thing is that today, you know, like I'm out, it's a beautiful day, and I'm out in the sun shining, it's gorgeous, and, you know, short sleeve weather, and I'm not a cloud in the sky, and I'm looking up, and I'm thinking, you know, how many satellites are watching me? And I just don't think people realize how close this is. You know, you might know somebody who's further involved than what you would like to admit. And, you know, you got to think, well, you know, this is my country, and there's a lot of children out there, and there's people. And, you know, we've got to do something. We've really got to, and you know, spread the word and stuff. Because, you know, it's ugly, and these people are armed. These people are well-trained.
No, I understand that, and I appreciate your call. They're going to shift most of the police into armed security guards with law enforcement powers. They're going to have Blackwater and other domestic groups running our lives. And that's the future. Well, in fact, you read the UN documents from the 60s. Heavily armed paramilitary police oppressing the population, totally open borders, political crimes. They're now talking about arresting anyone that criticizes global warming. We're talking Boston Globe and a bunch of other newspapers are saying it's like saying the N-word. You see, first it's, oh, we'll arrest you in Europe if you say the N-word. And now, oh, we'll arrest you in this city if you say it. And, oh, now if you say global warming isn't happening, and they stigmatize it and they tell you, you're not allowed to talk like that. And it's because they're a pack of liars and they can't deal with the reality. They cannot deal with the facts. And so they can't debate you, so they say, shut up. We'll be right back on the other side with more of your calls, a ton of news. We got 2 hours left here. We're going to cover a lot of ground.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I want to get into this Iranian general they got to defect. Shades of the White House memo, they're now hyping it as the pretext for a huge aerial bombardment consisting of thousands of Saudis into Iran. Also, Mr. Brown, who's going to be the new prime minister, according to the globalist, and I'm sure that'll be the case, they run things, is saying one world government will stop the death of Earth. And there's all these other reports. The scientists are saying billions are going to die. One world government will save us. Only one world government will save us. So we'll go through all that, but let's quickly go through some of your calls right now. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Speaking of water, one of my favorite subjects is the water thing, and I was watching a local show here, or not a local, but on Saturday afternoon they show a lot of cooking shows on PBS, and one of them is called Real Simple. It's kind of a Martha Stewart kind of show. One of the segments was about water, and they were two women talking about, the woman is a water expert, and she was saying, the other interviewer was saying, well, tell us about bottled water. And she goes, well, one of the problems with bottled water is there's no fluoride in it. And, you know, if you have children, the more fluoride is so important for everyone's teeth. And then she goes on to say, well, you know, tap water is fine, but drink bottled water is okay if you drink bottled water. I feel like, you know, you feel shit underneath the rank, rancid water that comes out of the tap here in Austin.
Well, if you notice, when you go to the grocery store, it's fluoridated for children. And they say give it to newborn babies, give babies a few months old because they, it says, fortified it with fluoride and nutrients. Other nutrients. It's so important for their hypothalamus, their little glands, so important to retarded brain development, which all the studies, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, from China and Germany and the University of Texas, I read some study from like 33. I read the whole study where they said, well, this is an incredible sedative and it causes all these problems and fractures in bones. And, you know, we've done a big 10-year study. And then the Nazis, mainstream history books, the Nazis were using fluoride in the camps at a higher level to sedate the people at the work camps. And then they're telling us, it's for the children. Give them the fluoride they need. And now they know we're trying to dodge it. And so they're now going to spray it on the crops as a nutrient. Oh, yes, and they're going to put it on the foods, and they're going to fortify your bread with it because, Mike, the government loves you, okay?
Well, it's one of the major topics. One of my favorite topics, because water is the most important thing on Earth, I think, right now. I mean, it always is. And what's wrong with H2O? They have to, let's build a better mousetrap. What's wrong with this hydrogen, dihydrogen oxide? It makes me mad, basically. Just when I saw this show, I taped it, and maybe I can get you this copy of it. But it's just so
I hear you. Your phone's cutting out. I'm going to let you go, my friend. Sounds like an IP phone or a cell phone or something. Okay, we do have our guest popping in, International Association of Firefighters, Jeff Zack, press secretary and spokesman. And we covered this a lot in the last hour, that the firefighters are mad at Giuliani. And Giuliani called the firefighters evil. In fact, I have those quotes here. In my stack, let me just grab it out here before we go to our guest. Mayor Giuliani launched a savage attack on the firemen, saying their actions were sinful. They have absolutely no monopoly in caring about the people there. And it goes on to report, this was the Associated Press, that only 100 of the 300-plus firefighters' remains had been found because they ordered the rescue workers basically off the site. And so here to get to the bottom of all this with us is Jeff Zack. Jeff, thanks for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
First off, I have the press release put out on March 8th where the Firefighters Union letter on Rudy Giuliani where it says, we're not inviting him, here's why. Then I watch the national television and they're saying Giuliani snubbed you guys. What's going on here?
Well, that part was a complicated story where we had a pretty intense internal discussion between our New York City firefighters and our national office to decide whether we should invite Rudy Giuliani to a presidential forum we're holding in Washington, D.C., where we have the major candidates from both parties coming to speak to firefighters from around the country. And the initial decision among those talking about the issue from New York City and from the national office was we shouldn't invite Rudy Giuliani because of the egregious way that he treated our fallen and those attempting to pursue a dignified recovery of the citizens and firefighters who lost their lives that horrific day. And in making that decision, a discussion ensued about, well, how are we going to communicate to our membership that we're not inviting Rudy? Because, you know, he would be the only person who wasn't invited. Every other major candidate was invited from the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. So we drafted a letter to let people know of exactly the circumstances that were discussed and why Rudy didn't deserve an invitation. Before that was a final decision, another discussion ensued where we thought, you know, we're holding this forum for all candidates, all the major candidates, and we don't have any limitation on who we're inviting in terms of whether we agree with them on all their policy issues or we don't. There are other candidates who are appearing.
And so he did get invited.
Yeah, long story short, he did get invited, confirmed his appearance last Monday, then had his representative call us back on Wednesday and cancel.
Okay, now, since I've got you on here, I've been to Ground Zero for several memorials, been in New York quite a few times, separate from those visits, and every firefighter I talk to just cannot stand Giuliani, but not over the cops, you know, trying to kick you guys off and that. I mean, that was kind of how it started, But saying that the dust wasn't a problem, which we now know it was, and also taking the remains and dumping them in the landfill unceremoniously, I mean, aren't those some of the issues firefighters are also mad about?
Oh, absolutely. There were a number of issues with which our firefighters had severe disagreements with the mayor prior to September 11th. And then his actions following that horrific day where he made the decision to pull firefighters off the pile from searching for citizens and firefighters who lost their lives. And he went to a full, what we call scoop and dump, where he was just taking all what he determined was trash, putting it on a barge and sending it to Fresh Kills landfill. Well, that, what he called trash, contained the remains of thousands of citizens, hundreds of firefighters, and we felt that all of those people deserved some sort of, the families of those people deserved some sort of closure and some sort of dignified recovery process because they were innocent victims.
Well, and to me, I agree. To me, and again, we're talking to Jeff Zack, press secretary for the biggest Association of Firefighters in the U.S., International Association of Firefighters, with what, 230-something thousand members?
280 in the U.S. and Canada.
Oh, 280. Okay. I guess that's 230 in the U.S. That's how I got that number?
Approximately, yes.
Okay, that's because the AP said 230. So I guess you have another 50,000 members in Canada then?
That'd be about right, yeah.
Okay. To me, I could see Giuliani saying, look, this is really dangerous. We got to get some of the rescue workers out of here.
No.
But what's really can't be debated is they took, and I've seen the video of the bones and body parts, and dump it out in a landfill.
Right. Well, you know, for him to determine that it was unsafe, you know, okay, this actually was probably the most unstable, unsafe destruction area in the history of the United States. But for Rudy Giuliani to all of a sudden become concerned 6 weeks after the initial accident, where hundreds and thousands of people had been coming through and working on that pile for weeks and weeks, all of a sudden he became concerned about the safety of the people on that pile. That's disingenuous.
What was the real reason?
The real reason was the Bank of Nova Scotia's assets were buried in that rubble. The day they got those assets out of that pile, Rudy shut the pile down, said everybody off, we're going to full scoop and dump, we're going to put the building back
up. Now, how much gold was really in there? Because we've seen different numbers.
It was gold, it was silver, it was other assets. I've seen a lot of numbers, too. I don't have an exact one, so I don't want to give it to you.
Well, how much gold did you or did your comrades see?
Oh, our firefighters were on the pile helping excavate the gold as well. Our problem is that Rudy cared about, though, at the end of the day, what he proved is all he cared about was the gold bricks, not the lives and the memory of those who.
So as soon as that bank said we've got the gold, he said that's it.
He pulled off the security guards, the army trucks pulled out, the armored trucks pulled out, and he said everybody off the pile. We're going to start bringing in the heavy mining equipment, and we're going to start scooping up piles of this, putting it on barges, and taking it to the trash heap.
Unbelievable. Now, what about the dust? I mean, as bad as that is, not letting you get your fallen heroes, but knowing the dust was deadly, asbestos, concrete, mercury, and then not giving proper treatment, and then, I mean, that's incredible.
Well, that's a whole other issue, the extreme denial in which not only the federal government was, but the city of New York in cooperation with the federal government about whether how dangerous it really was to be on that pile, not just working on the unsettled situation, but breathing that air full of the toxic particles that we now know it was full of.
And then the cover-up. I mean, and then he's got the nerve to say he's a hero because he went out there day one with a mask and got on a bullhorn.
Well,
is Rudy Giuliani a hero?
You should really be skeptical about someone who calls themselves a hero, who spends millions and millions of dollars after the fact building up an image as an American hero, America's mayor, when in fact if you go back and look at what really happened that day and what the real heroes of that day, the firefighters and the innocent victims and the families of them, really think of Rudy Giuliani, that's the true measure of who Rudy
Jeff,
is.
Jeff, I know you're really busy, but can you stay through one break and do five more minutes with us on the other side?
Yes.
Great, because I want to hear specifically, you know, because you're the spokesman, you know all these people, what really happened, so we can understand how he built this image of himself. So itself up and how that's starting to collapse.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Whatever you say about 9/11, there's one thing everybody agrees on. Those firefighters were heroes. And what happened to the police was terrible, too, but a fraction as many police were lost as firefighters. And then Giuliani's always been after the firefighters, and he's always had problems with them. And the bizarre statements calling them evil and sinful for wanting to, you know, get their dead friends out of there and to search for any survivors, and then to dump their remains in a landfill in a garbage pit. And folks, we've got the video of it, bones and stuff. I mean, this is unbelievable. And to send the cops in and start beating the firemen up. And I'm not trying to cause a fight here between New York firefighters and police, but everybody knows there's a rivalry going back a long time. Giuliani, you know, for the average American, they really believe he's this hero. How did he build this image up of himself? We're talking to Jeff Zaks. Jeff Zaks is the press secretary of spokesperson for the International Association of Firefighters with 280,000+ members. Jeff, tell us how Giuliani built this image of himself up.
Well, he ever since 9/11, and he was no longer mayor at the end of the year. He started Giuliani LLC, which is essentially a holding corporation where he started generating hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of speech in speakers' fees, going around the country, billing himself as America's mayor, talking about 9/11. Rudy Giuliani has made millions and millions of dollars off of 9/11 and the story he likes to tell about 9/11. And he's used those millions of dollars and those speeches around the country to build up this image that he was a hero that day and in the days following. And as far as the firefighters from New York are concerned, he's anything but a hero.
I'm no genius, but one day in the 9/11, I was saying male mask, male painter's mask, gas mask out there, that's a toxic cloud. You see Giuliani out there the first day with a mask, but most of the firemen and police don't have masks. Why didn't they get you guys masks? I mean, they could have flown them in. Why didn't they do that?
Well, there was a whole lot of discussion, including the Environmental Protection Administration, which said, hey, it's not the air there is not a problem. New York City and Rudy Giuliani's administration agreed with that assessment and continued to put forward the idea that it wasn't a problem and that it was okay. And then,
why do you think they did that, to get Wall Street open?
Oh, they did it so they could keep the city running, no doubt.
They should have admitted it was dangerous, but said, wear masks, go to work if you want to, but no, it's dangerous. But they didn't. They covered it up.
Yeah. And you know, that story, I think, as Rudy runs for president of the United States, that story, his onion, will continue to be peeled, and America will really learn the true character and who Rudy Giuliani really is.
In closing, he's trying to say that you guys just hate him because he's a Republican.
Well, that's ridiculous. We are a union, and unions traditionally are known for giving to Democrats. But firefighters are different. We give 30% of our political PAC money to Republicans. We supported your own governor in Texas, Rick Perry, in the last election, Charlie Crist in Florida. When George Bush was running for president and his brother was running for governor of Florida, we were against George Bush for president, but for his brother as governor of Florida. We've been with John McCain. We've been with Duncan Hunter. So it's disingenuous to say this is a partisan political
attack. In fact, you're inviting all the big Republicans, and some of them are coming, so it's not like...
We have all the major candidates from both sides, minus Rudy Giuliani, at a presidential forum where the main people will be here. We'll have Barack Obama, but we'll have John McCain. We're going to have Chuck Hagel, and we're going to have Hillary Clinton. We're going to have Duncan Hunter, and we're going to have John Edwards. So we have all the major candidates here, except for Rudy, from both sides of the political aisle, and that's the nature of...
Well, I think when the word gets out that he's not a hero, and that he actually covered up the truth of what happened there with the dust and the rest of it, that people are going to turn and run from him.
Well, there's a lot more story to tell. There are a lot of weeks until the vote, and we rest assured that we will continue to tell Rudy's story.
In 60 seconds, tell us more about the story.
Well, for us in this initial decision, which is why it really became a story recently, we made our initial, this was all surrounding our presidential forum and why we may or may not want to have him. We ultimately invited him, but the initial discussion internally, the real visceral reaction of the firefighters in New York to Rudy Giuliani is centered around his treatment of the fallen after the devastating attack on New York City. And the way he went from allowing us to recover our own to flipping that decision because the gold had been recovered.
Did they do that within one day of recovering the gold?
Literally, he took people off the pile the next day.
Wow. Listen, as this develops, I'd like to be able to have you back up for a quick report. Jeff Zaks, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
You bet. Jeff Zaks, International Association of Firefighters. We'll be right back, straight to your calls and the other news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation. The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that you joined us today. You look at the earth, you look at the old buildings, you look at historical items, and you get this feeling of nostalgia, even though you never lived them. It's nostalgia for those you never met, and it's nostalgia for your own life that will soon enough evaporate like dew on the petals of a flower in the morning, like dust blown away from a doorway. That's why you feel nostalgic when you see old things, because don't lie to yourselves. Your life will go by very, very quickly. So live it to the fullest. Live it well. Be a good person. Help others. And leave good things behind, and you will be remembered. Or you can be one of these greedy, arrogant, self-centered nobodies who no one will remember and who no one will care about. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Tennessee. You're on the air. Mark, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I just wanted to share a few verses from Scripture, if I could.
Sure.
I think it's very relevant to what you've been talking about as of late in terms of the eugenics It's in Luke's Gospel, chapter 23. It's where basically Jesus is being led to the cross.
Luke 23, okay.
Uh-huh. And starting in verse 28, Jesus turned unto them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" So here, basically, I think what Jesus is saying is there's going to come a time in the future where, you know, the likes of the Biancas and the Ted Turners, they're going to be given audience, and even in some cases, standing ovations for, you know, calling out for the death of people.
Well, they're already getting standing ovations.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's...
Well, you're talking about children of men here. You're talking about their plan for total sterilization, and they're carrying it out right now. Sperm counts dropped over 80%+ in the Western world. Every other indicator shows them. I mean, we are being engineered downward right now.
Right, exactly. And that last verse, verse 31, where he says, "For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" Well, I just think that he's saying that, you know, there's going to come a time where if they don't honor God and honor life, which is what God is about, they'll do the complete opposite, which is to honor death.
Well, they love death.
Yeah, that's why they're called the Order of Death, the skull and bones, the symbolism. And anyways, I just wanted to share that with you, Alex. I don't know if you had read that before. I was listening to you last week talking about the eugenics and how you're going to make, and your new film is about that. And I was just reading from Luke's Gospel last week, and it just jumped out of the pages, literally.
Well, it's funny. We're actually going to have a quote in the film. I forget the passage where it says they loved death. You know, they loved all the things of their father.
Yeah, even if you don't believe in Jesus, you don't believe in God, even if you're a moral person, you know, it's just moral. It's good morals and just good common sense to promote life.
But we have new morals. We must kill humans for the earth.
No, that's an excuse the elite are creating to push their worldwide police state. I appreciate your call. Good points, Mark. Eric in Australia, welcome.
Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Good, excellent. Man, look, I've got one comment and two questions for you. Did you see the other day, I was chatting with someone on the internet, someone from China, and I got called a Tiananmen Square conspiracy theorist. And it was amazing, this girl, I showed her pictures of the massacre.
Yeah, she was saying it didn't happen, just like 9/11 didn't happen, yeah.
That's right, didn't happen. I made up the pictures, it's all fake. And I was thinking, how relevant is it to today's society in our 9/11? And there'll be people like this in the future sometime, probably. It's going to be disgraceful.
Oh, now, they'll do whatever they're told. I have heard of movements in China where they claim none of that really happened. And so you were chatting with someone that said there isn't video of tanks running over people, there isn't video of police shooting people. Look, our media doesn't show the really hardcore stuff. I've seen the raw Tiananmen Square footage. I mean, it is grisly.
Yeah, I know. I know that I've seen pictures. I saw pictures of about 15 people run over on their bicycles by a tank, and just the aftermath of that. You know, I didn't see the actual tank running them over. And I've seen.
Did you see the Tiananmen Square footage of them shooting them?
I didn't. I haven't seen that yet. No, I haven't. Because I mentioned. So I started talking. She was from China. In China, I was on an internet messaging program, and as I said, you know, she was, "What do you want to talk about?" I said, "How about we talk about the police state in China?" And she's like, "Oh, what do you mean?" And I, Tiananmen Square. And she's like, "That didn't happen. What do you mean? That didn't happen. I've never heard of it. The government wouldn't do that. The government's good. It only kills bad people." I just went, "Jesus Christ."
Yeah, they only kill bad people till they've blood-typed her and some upper party member needs her liver, and then she's going to get grabbed and taken off. Look, China can give you any organ you want in 2 weeks, period, anybody who wants them, and that's because they've got tissue-type prisoners. And hey, right here in Texas, they've introduced legislation to let you out of prison early if you give organs.
I saw the Sky News report on that one in China. Now, my next question is this one, because I know you've got a busy show on next month. I noticed on your website there was this UK terror report call-in number, and I was thinking I might ring it up and report Visor Consulting for running drills on 7/7. And I tried to voice my concerns with them, but they hung up on me when I called.
Now, oh, when you tried to call up and said the government was running drills with a private firm of the exact same targets, exact same time being attacked, according to their director, they didn't want to talk about that?
Yeah, maybe it was a line probably, but I said, look, because do you know anything about that? He goes, no, I don't know, and he just hung up on me, and I called again. And I was thinking, it'd be interesting if we could get a recording of that. And maybe if they could come and said something. Do you think we'd get in trouble if we did that, though? What do you think?
No, as long as you really think you're reporting who the terrorists are, then that's who we know who the terrorists are, so why not report them? Call up and say, yeah, it's the government. I'm here to tell you.
Well, I might have to do that, put it on the website somewhere and give that a go. So I think maybe some of your listeners should give that one a go.
How's the weather there? Where are you at in Australia?
I'm in Sydney at the moment. It's about 5 a.m. I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, good to hear from you, and I appreciate you holding to talk to us. I forgot we had a call from Australia, or I would have skipped ahead to you. You're on your own dime. But then I kind of forgot about it. I'm like, oh, Eric from Australia. That's good. 5 a.m. over there. What a trooper. Staying up listening to the show. I was going to comment on these tattletale lines since he brought it up. What they do is there's no real terrorist other than government. And SWAT teams and the stuff they do. That's terrorism, terrorizing people. It's all about intimidation. That's the whole point. You know, the state puts up the cameras to terrorize you. Hey, we're watching you. You're being watched. They make the NSA a spy on you announcements to let you know. Hey, it's to create a chilling effect. I say, good, criminals. We're going to use this system so that all your people that have to listen to this and have to listen to our conversations get to hear what they're working for. I think it's going to backfire against them. But they have these called terrorism hotlines, and then within a year of them putting them up in the U.S. and Canada and England, then they start going, oh, and report crime, because there's not going to be any real terrorism, but they know that call tattletale numbers doesn't sound good, so they say it's for terror, and then they, oh, it's for crime, or did you see your neighbor yell at a child? That's abuse, too. They're now saying that. It's all, look, the government literally is devouring the society. It's eating out our substance, as the founders said in the Declaration of Independence. It's feeding and feeding and feeding on us, and it's not going to stop growing. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until we kill it. Once you go past the tipping point in tyranny, it doesn't know how to stop. It isn't going to stop. It's not going to stop until we completely destroy it. It's that simple. And the good news is that it's not that bad right now. There's still a lot of milk and honey, a lot of baubles, a lot of trinkets, a lot of cheeseburgers, big pitchers of Budweiser. And so a lot of people know things are bad, and they know things are going the wrong direction, but what can I do? But as things get a lot worse, people are going to remember the videos you gave them, the links you sent them, the stories they read, the things they heard, the things they laughed at. You see, a lot of times seeds don't sprout overnight. They don't sprout the first year. They have taken seeds that were of papyrus that were in the Great Pyramid from 3,000 plus years ago, and they've sprouted anew. Well, we don't have to wait 3,000 years for these seeds to sprout. Just plant the seeds. Move on as the person under mind control giggles and sneers at you and snickers and chortles. You just say, thank you, I understand you're damaged, move on. Yes, I understand you're damaged, move on. Someday you may be able to repair yourself. And maybe you shouldn't even waste your time with somebody that laughs at you, but somebody that's like, oh, I don't believe it. Say, well, just check it out for yourself. Or tell them it's Britney Spears. I don't know. Let's go ahead and talk to Richard in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex, my fellow loose cannon roaming around on the battleship Freedom here. I've got some information to add about Giuliani here that you've been talking about Giuliani today.
Sure.
On Monday, March 5th, New York Times, there's a story about Giuliani has sold one of his investment banking firms. It's called Giuliani Capital Advisors. He purchased this from Ernst & Young back in 2004 for $9.8 million. And the reported value now that he's selling it
They haven't disclosed the actual amount that he sold it for, but reportedly it could be going from $80 million to $100 million, and he's selling to Macquarie of Australia, the toll road consortium.
Richard, that is really important news. Will you email me that?
Absolutely. Which address? Well, I'll just call and get a good address. How's that?
Is this Richard Reeves?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Got to get the story out about Giuliani. Tell you what, he's the front runner here, and he's got all this dirt on him that we just need to keep exposed.
Don't you have a website that's about toll roads?
Yes, I do, but I don't have a good URL. I tell you what, if you go to a website called whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com, whatwillyoudowithoutfreedom.com, and that goes to a real ID blog, and then if you go to my personal info, then you'll see all my other little blogs connected to that, and you can find that.
Well, that's good, Richard. Now, I knew that this is how these delayed payoffs happen. They sell them investments, and then their buddies buy it for many, many times what it's actually worth. And isn't it interesting that that same Macquarie Centra just bought up all the major newspapers along the toll roads in Oklahoma and Texas, all the newspapers that have been criticizing their takeover of the infrastructure and payoffs, and then they're involved buying it for many times what it was sold to him just a few years ago, and it's the same company, I tell you.
Right, and it's so convenient that just right in time for this big presidential bid, he's getting a windfall of, you know, somewhere between $70, $80, $90 million for this big presidential bid. And, you know, some people are saying, oh, well, that just buys Macquarie access to Giuliani. I'm sorry, but that just should almost damn near own him. You know, it's just hilarious that it's going on like that. But evidently, he's definitely absolutely one of the favorite candidates. I mean, we do know that.
Well, I tell you, Macquarie plays for keeps. I mean, they're involved in everything.
Right. And another deal that Giuliani was involved in is part of the investment, another investment arm that Giuliani has was involved in that Highway 121 up in Dallas, SH-121. Centra got the contract for SH-121 up in North Dallas, and Giuliani partners were involved in that deal up there in North Dallas. So that was a real big situation with the toll roads going on there. They've got, I think it was $2.1 billion.
Wait a minute. You mean that cockroach is involved in the Texas land grabbing?
Yes, yes.
Oh, man, I'm so sick of him.
Well, if you go to TexasTollParty.com and get into Sal's blog, you can find all the details on it.
Sal Costello, I just, you know, this web that these spiders weave is so intricate. Okay, Richard, well, thanks for calling.
Well, we'll keep digging the dirt.
Yeah, that's good information. Richard hosts his own radio talk show. He's a nice fellow. I like him. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to David in Northern California. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I was a fireman for 30 years before 9/11, and 9/11 was the purposeful murder of 343 of my brothers, and I want justice now. I got six quick questions for Rudy. Okay, if I just blast.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, hey, Rudy. Who told you the towers were going to collapse? Hey, Rudy. Why'd you send people back into the towers if you knew the towers were going to collapse? Hey, Rudy, how many of our brothers did you help murder on 9/11, and how many did you murder with the dust? Can you hear me okay? I'm trying not to blow you out.
No, you're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, hey, Rudy, why'd you abandon your bomb shelter in World Trade Center number 7? Hey, Rudy, why'd you destroy the crime scene? And last but not least, hey, Rudy, who paid you for 9/11, and how much did you make?
You know something? There's so many points that I haven't ever put together consciously. You just made one of them. We now know that there was a press release being put out by the World Trade Center complex homepage on the computer saying that the North Tower was going to collapse after the South Tower had collapsed, and that they were telling everybody, but at the same time to stay in the building, and then they sent the firefighters up. Man, that is really bizarre. I mean, they just wanted dead firefighters.
I agree with you.
What do you think about the firefighter group coming to the public about how there was all that gold and how as soon as they got that gold out, the rescue effort stopped?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know. That kind of seems like one of those, might be a layer of disinformation or it might be, you know, for real.
Well, we know there was gold in there.
I think they just wanted to get them off the pile so they'd stop noticing things like thermite leavings and such also, and just to make any kind of excuse to get stuff out of there. And
by the way, they were starting to notice that.
Yes. And there are pictures out there, of course. You know, it's getting hard for them to control people with their cameras, I think. I have another friend firefighter here who wanted me to ask you one question.
Sure.
He said, according to the Bible, when someone says war is peace, watch out. Have you heard that?
Yeah, that's in Daniel and a couple other places.
And Daniel and a couple other places. Well, apparently George Bush said it about the Iraq War. The thing about the Iraq War is peace.
I know. It's pretty scary when they start calling war peace. Look out. Tell your friend I said hi. All right, we'll come back, take a few more calls, then I'm going to get into the news and that we haven't covered. There is a lot of it. There is masses of it. And we'll break it all down, prisonplanet.com. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us today. I have made 12 films. that are now on DVD. Well, a total of 15. I keep forgetting that I got the last three that I hadn't put on DVD on DVD. So now we have all 15 on DVD. 15 films that are on DVD now, including all three of my Police State films, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. They are $34.95 for all three films. That's 45% off. Normally be $60. It's $34.95. Three DVD box set, $34.95. The Police State Classics. There, of course, there are all the other books and films we carry, like America, Freedom to Fascism, that will show your friends and family that the IRS is a private collection agency for the Federal Reserve, that private bankers own us, and that we can set about changing that by becoming aware of this matrix-like control. Other great films like Loose Change, Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions. There's just so many great books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com. So please call toll-free to get them at 888-253-3139. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, the websites are InfoWars.com. You can order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart there or call toll-free 888-253-3139, or you can go to prisonplanet.tv and download all 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of weekly TV reports, hundreds of my best audio interviews, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post, 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. And your support of prisonplanet.tv funds the internet side of what we do. Your purchase of the books and DVDs funds what we do. If you believe in what we do here, then you need to support us by getting the books and films. Plus, they'll educate you to a higher level, and you can make copies of my films and get them out to others to spread the word about the criminal system that runs our society. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let us now talk. Who's up next here? Another Richard in Texas. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, Alex. Just a couple of things. Wanted to put a plug in for the musicians' march that's going on this weekend in Austin. That's going to be, downtown and gathering at the Capitol.
It seems like yesterday they had that, but that was already a year ago, wasn't it?
No, this is coming Saturday,
March
17th.
You're not understanding what I'm saying. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm saying it seems like yesterday that we had last year's march.
I apologize. Yes,
no, nothing to apologize about. I don't think I communicate very well, but go ahead.
Okay, it's instrumentsforpeace.org if you want to check out their website. I'd like to also put in a plug for G. Gordon School of Law. I think that guy is an awesome, folksy guy that gets points across very well, everything from pharmaceuticals to 9/11. And he's got a lot of information, including free CDs that you can send out to people that I think make a pretty good introduction into, you know, a wide display of the corruptions and that sort of thing that we're all dealing with. And lastly, just wanted to mention something that weighs on my mind all the time, and I'm sure it does with a lot of the other truth movement people, and that is it just bothers me so much that all of my family, and I've got 7 younger brothers and sisters, my mother's there as well, who I just cannot get to open their eyes. And,
you need to move on, and I know it's painful. Let me comment on that when we get back. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.